Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Lili Nishmas, Imi Miros, Yerusmas Mordechai, Uschus Bni, Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. Rabbi Isai, special, special shir. I kid you not. On a typical day, I have a Seder, first morning Seder, by myself, great Chavruso. At about 11:30, 12, I go to the koil. I learn with my chavrusa, my rebbe, for about an hour. And then, throughout the day, other stuff, and the 8-minute daf, and a little bit more chazara. I do all the charts, basically, in the morning. I get up a few hours before shir, prepare, everything's good, and then that's when I learn it again. Everything comes together, so to speak. Yesterday, I was in Yerushalayim. And when you're in a hotel, it's very difficult to learn. So I learned Motzei Shabbos' daf. The daf for Sunday is going to have to wait. And my chavrusa wasn't there, of course. I couldn't learn with him. So I come home Motzei Shabbos, and I said, you know, I didn't learn the daf yet, but I'm falling off my feet. My head is spinning from the whole Shabbos. I'm going to sleep for a few hours. I'll get really, really early. I'm just sharing this with you. And I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm not exaggerating. And 21 minutes ago, if you look, you could see probably lines right over here. Do you see lines? How about a little zoom in, Gary? Yeah? Maybe on this side. I don't know what side. There are some lines. What I'm trying to tell you is I'm here. L'kavod HaTorah. This is going to be the first time that we're going to learn Chavrusa together. I'm not kidding. So if you came for jokes and for stories and for pshat, today is the wrong day. If you came for emails, I didn't print anything. I don't have anything. I got out of bed and I came here. Vemis, I'm not. I did not see. It's easy daf. He says Baruch Hashem. We're gonna get here. It's gonna be one of the hardest sugis in shas. I brought my art scroll. I brought my art scroll just in case. I'm gonna have to pull it out. Let's see what happens. Bzyonas in middle shit. At first, I can't even see it. I can't see straight yet. What?
Good news. I sent the sponsors to no one to show you.
Oh, sponsors. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kiddush shamo tzitzis v'tzivonu la'asoyik b'divrei yisrael v'arev noah Adonai Eloheinu esh divrei yisrael asher b'finu v'yam kol b'yis yisrael b'nei avam v'tzitzayinu v'tzitzayam kol b'yis yisrael kol nidei shubachav lo mitzvah v'tzitzayinu shmo Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam yisrael Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kiddush shamo tzitzis v'tzivonu asher baruch abonu mikol amim v'nasah lanu esh divrei Baruch atah Adonai nosei atiro. I'm not yiberech ha'chayim. We're going to go straight into learning here. No, I did not say because of the Torah. But you're good for reminding me. Meanwhile, the phone went off. You think I'm messing with you? I did not learn and I did not see this daf. I have no idea what's going on here. So if you want a real shir, it's really Bornstein.com. I don't know. This is off. Okay. Anyways, you know what? Before the thing, I want to say this. Rabbi say. We have a guy. His name is Rabbi Ben Shushan. He watches this shir. What you're going to see here is something incredible, how one person could bring a lot of people. How many people? 24 people to the daf. 24 in 2.5 minutes. You're going to see it all from beginning, from 0 to 24. So you're going to tell me, I'm not Ari Ben Shushan. Every word that comes out of the man's mouth is Margolios. He knows how to speak. He knows how to do it. Okay. What about Rafal the Barber? Rafal the Barber. So you have here on one side Ari Ben Shushan, Rafal the Barber. And where are you? Zero. Zero for Torah. Let's see. Roll the videotape, please. Nice and loud. Now you can put the thing loud. You got to go back because that's... And with all of that, he was able to get the guys to come learn. That's how he sounds. Blah, 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 blah. No, the idol just came. Gary, what's going on, man? Ching, ching, ching.
Hashem doesn't want everyone to know how to do that. I guess it's supposed to be a secret.
Should I look at my... I have it on my phone, oh. All right, Dynam's just waiting. This is gonna be everybody's most. This is everybody's most. This is the best shir because you're gonna see me fall on my face. Well, shir, everybody's waiting. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Are we doing this thing or not? Raboisai, are we doing it, Gary? No. Yeah, but should I say what happened? Or should I give it up without the video? Basically, Rabbi Ben Shushan is in Los Angeles, and he gave Doylem a speech. He says he's part of MDY, and he gave everybody a challenge. And he said a bunch of different things. I don't even know what he said. But kids, sir, he's basically telling Doylem, let's just do Masechet Megillah. It's 31 daf, and what are you doing anyways during that time? Da-da-da-da, the whole thing. You got it? Let's see.
Changing around with the Daf Yomi. We have thousands of people learning the Daf Yomi every single day, how it's literally spread like a wildfire throughout the world. So I'm a little bit a part now of that, and this is the text I got. Somebody ordered 24 MDY Gemarot from Megillah, shipped here to LA. So we need to find a bunch of people to take upon themselves to do the Daf for Megillah. Any ideas? Wow! Any ideas? Let's slice some bread. Any ideas? You want to take that flame and turn it into a fire. You want to be Histakel Banerot and see the future. You want to be the Kohen Gadol to bring the physicality of your home and to bring it up to something spiritual. We're going to throw down a challenge. I got 24 Art School Gemarot that in a week and a few days, Mesechta Megillah is starting. I'm not asking you to finish Shas, geniuses. Masechet Megillah, it's 32 pages, but we take off the first one to make you think like you've already accomplished something. You're already by page two and you haven't even started. So it's really 31 pages. You can have Masechet Megillah in your back pocket. You can own it. By the time Purim comes around, your children can see that Abba was Kona Megillah, that all the Agadata in the middle of it is something that Abba owns. It's something incredible. It's something that Abba took and he made real. It's something that Abba took from the Araganus that is right now, from the flame, from what we celebrate, Torah Shabbat Peh of right now, and Abba decided to commit himself. You won't be the same person after that. Your family will not be the same after that. You'll have built something great. And I challenge you, because honestly, in 32 days from when they start to daf, I guarantee you, you would trade all those days from the beginning until the end with all the enjoyment, with all the love, with all the passion, with all the restaurants, with all the drinking, with everything that you had that was enjoyable in those 32 days. You would trade all of that enjoyment for one chance to come back here to this table right now and to have raised your hand and to have said, I'm willing to take your challenge. You would trade it all for one chance. So instead of living in the past, take the future, my friends. Do I have 24 people? I'm terrible at fundraising. I can sell the hell out of a Gemara, though. I am the wolf of Edra Street. That's right. That's what's happening right now. I got a hand. We got two. 1 second. By the way, please message you all afterwards because I don't have your names open. We got one. We got two. We got three, four, five, six, seven. Rabbi Yisrael does give everything in the morning, but the guys aren't going to jump in the middle. I'm trying to do it in the Daf Yomi. Kvodarav, and that's okay. 8, 9, 10. Come on, people. We got 14 more. We got 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16, come on, baby, 17, 18, come on, 19,
okay,
we got 5,
they got the
24.
Say it.
We got 20.
Wow, Kolko Vod. Now, we're going to show another 6-minute video that somebody else... Today's shir is Parnas by Parnas HaChodesh for the Koilel Chaim from Lakewood. Masechta Stein is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families, Rav Shlomo from Miriam Esther, Baz Dvoira. Parnas HaChodesh, the Hannah's brothers, in honor of Hannah Zebzia and Crispin Ben Azari families, and Shlomo Lazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. Then the why Muncy Tina can say Chavrez is chus for Shlomo for the son of our local and the why Chavrez Al Yishaya ben Malkachaya by Dr. Mark Berkson in honor of my wife Varda Pnina on the occasion of our 10th wedding anniversary. Mazel Tov. I'm pretty sure he sponsored last year also, no? He sponsored something. I know. I remember that name and his wife's name. Okay. Raboisai, here we are. So the bottom line is, here's the bottom line. At 7:30 already, Givaldik. You can order more Gemaras to give out to your friends. Try to bring your friend. We only have a week left. We're starting next week, Tuesday. A little more than a week. It's time now to go into high gear. Get your friends, join MDY.com. You, if you bring a friend, you get a Gemara. Your friend gets a Gemara. What better way is there? So, what else do I have to say? And you could also order more Gemaras. If you're going to a party, a Hanukkah party, it's already too late. You're going to a chasana, you're going to bar mitzvah, you're going somewhere. For Shabbos. This Shabbos, I don't know if it worked, but this Shabbos, somebody wanted to go to one of these hotels with a big, one of these, what is it called? A convention. The kids are, whatever the idea is, you go, we have the Gemaras, you take them, you do it. All right. Siyum is coming up when? On Monday night. Here. Start reserving. Rabbi says, start reserving. We are holding Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. V'chei Motzino. It's like in the middle of the line, but it's okay. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down from the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Sunday, we're always ahead. By tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem will be behind. V'chei Motzino b'mei Hurdus shoyu oiskim b'binyan Beis HaMikdash. They were building the Beis HaMikdash, and you have to sit here with the Taich. Look in the Taich. Seriously, if there's a hard word or something, just throw it out. And then the Olim is going to think that I know what I'm talking about. What? Shapsi? Shapsi. Where's Shapsi that learned it 4 times?
Shapsi Kohn.
Shapsi Kohn, 4 times Shapsi. Okay, you ready? Hard words. F.O., what was the attack gap? Okay. You. Seriously, good. If there's a... Okay. Vayyardim gishom belayla. It rained at night when people don't go out. L'mochar noshva ruach v'nispazro avim v'zorcha achama. For some reason, I can't see straight either. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe because I did switch my lenses to Rish Chodesh, and maybe I put them in the wrong eye. Who knows? Everything is going together. Givaldik. It was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a beautiful thing. It only rained that night, and they were going to build a Beis HaMikdash. Everybody realized, here, it's like a, what do they call it? A kiss from Hashem, a pat on the back from Hashem. Look, I'm appreciating the job that you're doing in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh Sheshochu L'Choni Amagel. Tonu Rabban. Pamachas Yotzer Roiv Odor V'Layodim Shomim. It was very late in the season, close to Pesach time. No rain. Shochu L'Choni Amagel Hispalul V'Yerduk Shomim. Please down first that it should rain. Hispalul V'Layarduk Shomim. Nothing. Og Ugo V'Oma B'Soycha. You all remember? He made a circle and he stood in the circle. B'derech she'osa Chavakuk Hanavi, similar to Chavakuk. Shenemar, al mishmarti emoido ve'esiatzva al motzor. What's the end of the pasuk? I can't even see, so it doesn't matter. V'tzape lirois ma'idaber bi umo oshiv atukichachti. Okay. I'm going to stand there, v'tzape, I'm going to wait to see what Hashem is going to answer. So he said, I'm going to wait here. Omar lefonav rebonin shaloy lebonecho samu pneim olai shani kevim bayis lefonecho. We had this already, right? Choni Amagel is a ben bayis. Nishba'ani b'shimcho ha'godol she'ini zoz mikan ad she'derachim al bonecho. So he swore a very, very strong thing. He swore that he's not going to move. And we said in the Mishnah that they were upset at him, whoever it was, Shim ben Shetach, whoever it was. Itchilu k'shomim midnatar. So it started to rain very lightly. Amruloi talmidov rebi, rinucho v'loi nomus. Kimedumim anu she'in g'shom yardim ela lahatir shvoscho. It looks like Hashem is just trying to get out of the Shvua. He gave us a little, this rain is not going to do anything for us. Omar, loikach sha'alti. That was the title. He said it, bitkifos, loikach sha'alti. This is not what I asked for. Ela gishmi boiroi shichinu maris. I need rain that's going to fill up the bar. Yordu bezaf. So it started coming down very, very strongly. I should go tipo v'tipo kimloi pichavis. Not stam, rain. But the rain was the size of the mouth of a barrel. I said this before, I just said it again, but I have nothing else to say. So when I bought my property in Indianapolis, 2000 apartments in 2005, just a few months later, if I, if If I didn't see pictures, I wasn't there. But if I didn't see pictures, I wouldn't believe. I think that they're exaggerating. When they said that the hail was the size of baseballs. So I said, I don't believe it. So they sent me a picture. Hail this size. That's what fell on the roofs. And I got my new roofs over there. So this is, if you don't see it, it can't be. The Gemara is magazine. So I'm telling you that I saw pictures and look it up. You probably see it online. Hail the size of baseballs. V'shiru chachamim shein tipa p'chusa meloig. So look, it's a lot of water. Amr loy talmido. Rebbe yirnuchu v'lein amus. Kimidum amin shein ungsham yardu melo la'abid ha'ilam. Before it was raining to take you out of Yeshua. And now this is rain that's going to destroy us. Amr lefanov loy kachshalti. So this is a little bit more than the Mishnah, a little bit more Hezber. This is not what I asked for.
I would say the chutzpah is that he's not moving out of the circle.
I know. That's what I would think. But that's not the pshat over there. I mean, it could be that's part
that's
of it. The loy kach, right. Loy kach sha'alti was the chutzpah. Not the chutzpah was, yeah. The loy kach sha'alti, that's what we learned over there. Again, I have no idea what's flying here, but it could be you're right. What we learned over there was on the loy kach sha'alti part, that was, I forgot the lashon of the Gemara, it was you're coming with a taina to Hashem, like, that's also problematic. And they did discuss that part also, but at the end of the day, I think it was Rashi that says it's loy kach sha'alti. Forget about Sheikhin Uma'aris. Because at the end of the day, Hashem listened to him. If you think about it, he asked, fill up my cisterns. Okay, I'm filling out the cisterns with huge droplets of rain. That's going to fill it up. Okay, but there's a problem with that also. You're going to kill us with that. So, fill up my cistern with very normal rain. Gishmi Rotzoin, Bracho Nedava. Yardu Ketikdon. So, yeah, it came down. Beautifully, but it's too much. It came down in the right pace, but just day after day, that they had to seek refuge at a higher place, at higher bais. Please, David. And yesterday we learned. Oh, here it is. You're not supposed to daven on something that's good, even if it's too much money. Please don't give me too much money. You don't do that. That's not a way to daven, unless you're in chutzlart. Aval pi kain, aviu loy parhoida, aviu li parhoida. Bring me a bull. I'll give a carbon to Hashem. Hevi loy parhoida. So they gave him a bull. Somach shtei yodav olav al ma'alafonav. Rabbi Nishalaylam. Abri Yisrael shetzeis in Mitzrayim en yichayim loy b'roiv toiv loy b'roiv peronos. This nation they took out of Mitzrayim, they can't stand, withstand the toiva and not too much, the opposite of toiva. You didn't give them any rain. It's Puranos. It's going to destroy them. Now you gave them good. What? There should be some peace in the world. It's too much. Immediately, everything stopped. Sun came out. They brought mushrooms. Mushrooms is a simen that it was good. Something positive came out of this rain from all the moisture from the moisture brings mushrooms. So this is what we had in the Mishnah. Shimon ben Shetach said, for not the fact that you're the chasha person called Chayni, what you did is wrong, I'll put you in Chayim. Shilu shonim kishnei Eliyo. What if it was the years of Eliyahu HaNavi? Shemavtecho yizkshom biyodah shel Eliyahu. He, Eliyahu, we said at one point, you can't have, remember, you can't have all three maftechos. What were the maftechos? I don't remember. It's Parnoso, that's Geshem. Chaya. Tchias HaMesim. And to bring children to the world. And Parnoso, which is Geshem. Eliyahu HaNavi. It says over there, I think we learned that HaKadosh Baruch had to take away the key of the Parnas in order to give him the Tchias HaMesim. He couldn't have the two keys, or maybe it means all three keys together. Fine. Both. Here's Rabbi Zichru. He does the Zichru program, Levi Friedman, and he's in the Kailol, Levi, and he does the Mizumanim program. What would happen if there's a person in this world like Eliyahu HaNavi that he has the keys to rain, and he says, I don't want rain now. So now it's going to be your shvuah against Eliyahu HaNavi. You're going to lose. He has the key. He said, no rain. It's going to be Yeshua Hashav. Right? Because what happened to Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi said, no rain. I'm going to show this when there is rain, when there's no rain. So you're going to be doing a shvuah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a point when Eliyahu HaNavi, which you don't know about, is standing on Har HaKarmel and saying, there's not going to be rain today. So your shvuah is going to go fly out the window. You can't do something like that. In other words, what he's trying to say is, what if there's a reason strong enough that's stronger than your shvuah, and at the end of the day, it's a shvuah shav, I have to put you in chayim. Av ma'aseh l'cha. Shatam ischata lefnei ha-makom. You are choyta, you do sins in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'aseh l'cha retzoin l'cha, and you do what you want to do. Kebein ha-mishim ischata, I love it, va'aseh l'retzoin. Just like a child, he sins, and then he says, could I have this toy, could I have this thing? And they just give it to him. Yeah, good boy. Everything's forgotten. He tells his father, take me, bathe me in hot water. Now, first it's hot, then it's cold. Can I have some candy? He's a bad boy, and he gets all this candy. You're Ben Bayis. So that's it. Ben Bayis doesn't get punished. Could talk different ways than a regular human being. Tana Rabba. Mashalchu b'nei lishkas ha'gozes l'choni ha'magol. Need a sip of more water, I think. Not you. No. You, I need here. Shkoyah. What? Loikach sha'alti. Rashi says it on the spot over here. Shkoyah. Loikach sha'alti in Rashi. Okay.
Yeah.
Marshal is not Mechulikar Rashi. But nice try. And Gaiva, not the Elio, the other Gaiva, Sefer, it says it over there. Says the Gemara. Okay, Tana Rabbah. Marshal Chubani Lishkas Hagozes Luchoni Hamako. Vatigzar Oimer Vayokam Loch. You goizer, you say something, and it's going to happen. Valdrochecho Noga Or. Vatigzar Oimer Atok Zartu Milamato. You said something's going to happen down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes your thing. I don't know, you guys weren't here last night. All you two weren't here last night. Today is day 700 since Brachas. 100 weeks in. Well, it's the same yes last night and today. And that's why I was thinking that, you know, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a little on day 700. Don't think that, but it was a nice. I have to say, I woke up, I was happy. Like, he saved me. Because I got up at 6:59. I could have gotten up at 7:20, 30, and it would be a break in the streak and that. But okay, at least I'm here. How well am I here? It's also something. Listen.
You're doing fine so far.
Okay, no, this is easy. Let's see what happens.
You got chaps over here. Just in case.
Not in Yevamos, right. In Yevamos, this would be a little chaps. Yevamos, I wouldn't show up. But not show up. I have a chutzpah to be here now. By the way, you know that means we're going to finish on time today. You don't know about it? Oh. A generation that was dark, you lit it up with your tefillah. It's a lashon of lagbia, to lift up. How do you say nidirik in English?
No.
A lowly dar you were able to lift up with your tefillah. V'shach inayim yishia ador sheshach ba'avoynoi. What's shach? Bent over with your aveira hoishato b'tefilascha. You're able to save it with your tefillah. Yemaleit inoki dar sheloi hoyanoki. A dar that wasn't very clean. Milatata b'tefilascha. You cleaned them out with your tefillah. V'nimla b'vor kapecha. You would think that the word babar means bar. Milata b'maisa yodecho habrurin. Habrurin is a lashon of clear, not a lashon of a pit. Interesting. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol yom avshalis tzadik, choni amagol, right? We're going back to choni amagol. Kol yom avshalis tzadik, kol yom tzadik, kol yom tzadik, he always had a tzar in this pasuk. Shira malois b'shuv Hashem, ashiva, even a pasuk that I'm very familiar with, Baruch Hashem. Shuv Hashem Eshiva Sion Hayinu Kichomim. We're like dreaming. Omar Miike Denoyim Shivim Shnin Bechalma. Is there such a thing as somebody? This is a famous story. Is such a thing as being in a dream for 70 years? Yom Echad Ava Oz Baruch Ho Chazelu Gavir Ava Nota Charuva. He saw somebody planting a boxer tree, carob tree. Omalei Hayat Kama Shnin Toin. He knew the answer. He's trying to strike a conversation with him. How long do you think is going to take you to see fruit, toin, to have nice fruit? Omalei Ad Shivim Shnin. It's going to take about 70 years. Omalei B'shitilog D'choy Shivim Shnin. What? Why are you planning it? What, you think you're going to live in 70 years? When I was born, I came into a world with carob trees. Just like my father planted it for me. So I'm planting it for my sons. Sometimes you don't do for yourself. You do for your family. Interesting. Because the other day we also had that they sat down by the wall, Rabbi Yochanan, and who's the Ilfa, thank you. Ilfa sat down by the wall and they pulled out their sandwich. I don't know what the significance of it is. Something about sandwiches. Don't eat sandwiches. Also Lei Shinta. He chapsach Dremel. He decided to, he was very tired. Oh! Like me. This is what happens. Mamish Hashgacha Pratis. What a story. Sometimes you should not take a sleep. When you feel like you want to go to sleep, don't. Just keep on plugging. Nim. He went to sleep. So yeah, Yosef, I did not record last night. I don't know if you noticed.
I was worried that you hadn't woken up this morning. You hadn't read my message.
I didn't anything. Ahadrele Mishunusi. Ahadrele Mishunisa. What does that mean? Yikasi me'eino v'nim shim shana. Oh. What does Mishunisa mean, Rabbi Isai? Anybody? Ah. He went behind the rock. Yikasi me'eino. He went by. He went away from people's. Ahadrulay Mishunisa means it surrounded him.
Yeah.
It surrounded him. So the kids said nobody could see him. Vinim, and he slept Shivim Shnin. There's actually, he's here in Eretz Yisrael now, so I'm not gonna say his name. But there's my father-in-law's best friend in Chicago. You might have met him, a judge. I'm not gonna say his name. He fell asleep once. It's a medical condition, fell asleep for like a month, something like that. You just go to the bathroom or something. It's a very strange. Look it up. People sleep little. I'm not talking about
coma.
Not a coma. No, he's healthy. He was like years. He's like a teenager. Yeah, not that thing that people get very weak. Not mono. Like literally asleep. He was in a sleep state.
Trance.
No, sleeping. Yeah, I don't know. I have to look into. I want to ask Mishver about this. Okay, we'll have to ask him. One day, he's here, he was here in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody told me he saw him yesterday in Yerushalayim. So, okay, if somebody sees him, go ask him. I never spoke to him about it. Fine. No, he's literally my father-in-law's best friend. My father-in-law told me this years ago. It's a condition, look it up, maybe it's made up. But back then, maybe I didn't understand what he's saying. He went to sleep, like literally for a month. There was some such, he was able to get up for a minute or two, he goes to the bathroom or something, and he goes right back to sleep. Sleep. I forgot what it's called. I forgot what it is. It's such a thing. Okay. Kikom chazi la ugavra. Why do we have to go to that? In the bria, think about it. The pila bria, a beer could eat a tremendous amount and then go to sleep for 3-4 months or more. Hibernate. Literally sleep. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't eat. Garnished. The heart and the thing go into a certain mode. Go. Kikom chazi la ugavra. Davikom milakin minayu. So, he gets up and he sees somebody eating carobs from the carob tree. And he put one and one together. I hate when that happens to me. Get up, you're in a different generation. You see different things, flying cars, you know, whatever it is today. That you realize something must have happened while I was sleeping. Omale atu dishtalte. You're the person that planted this tree. Omale barbreano. I'm a grandson. So one thing, if it produces fruit, maybe the guy didn't know. But the fact that it's his grandson, that means that 70 years went by because I asked for 70 years. I always wanted to know what it means to sleep for 70 years. I guess it means he saw that his own donkey gave birth to many generations. Because he was there with his donkey. So all of a sudden his donkey has children and children. Nothing moved. It's all there. The ganze mishpacha, whatever he brought, is there. Is my son still alive? Amrule Bray Lase. No. Nebuch, he's Nifter. Barbara, he said, well, we have a grandchild. I'm him. No pictures, no videos. Nobody believed him. I think people thought that he died. He must have died somewhere. He died and, you know, nobody found his body in Shamal Yisrael. She says, you know, I could prove who I am in learning. I'm still Chonei Amagel. I know how to learn. I probably know how to learn better than the next generation. Here's them talking about him. Oh, everything is clear like in the days of Chonei Amagel. When Chonei Amagel would come in here, Kokushi, they have a rabbon and have a farklu. Any kasha he had, he would know how to get out of. Omalu, or he would answer, Omalu, Anoniu, oh, I'm him. Didn't believe him. There's once a story with the Vilna Gaon. A guy showed up. He says, I'm that lady that her husband disappeared 20 years ago. I'm her husband. So he said, yeah, no, you don't look like him. No, it changed over the years. It changed. I'm the husband. He brought all the rice in the world. And they didn't know what to do. And she didn't recognize him, and the kids didn't recognize him. So the guy said, okay, take him to shul, and tell him to go to his seat. And that's what they did. He brought him to shul, and the guy was like, he didn't know where to go. You're a liar. Fine. The Vilna Gaon. And they didn't give him the proper honor that Chonei Amagel deserves. Cholash Daite, that caused him to be upset, to feel bad about it. Boy Rachme Umis. He said, that's it. He doesn't belong in that generation. They don't know who he is. They're not. He doesn't belong. He doesn't have children. He doesn't have anything. Everything he knew is gone. And even the covet he doesn't get. Omarova Hanud Amri Inche Oichavrusa Oimisusa. Either you have your friends, you have the people that you know. Without just being alone like that, it's better off to die. Have to understand it. Again, we're talking about Agadah here, and not everything is simple as we understand it. Abba Chilkiah, Barbarei the Chonei Amagel Abba. Abba Chilkiah was a grandson of Chonei. V'chi mitzvah hamel mitro, ha-meshad rabbanon gabei. I guess he knew the trick, or he was choshev, it seems like. It was in the family almost. Uboi rachmei v'asim mitro. They'd come to him, he was the person. Zim duchad yitzvah hamel mitro, 1 year, they needed rain. Shad rabbanon zugi rabbanon gabei, l'mibi rachmei d'nesi mitro. So they sent a pair of chachamim to come ask for rain. Also, the base of the Eshkuchu. They came to his house, he wasn't there. Also, the Dabro, Vashkuchu. They went out into the field, they found him there. The Havo, Korofik, he was. Oider Basada, it says in Rashi. He was hoeing the field. Yoav Elei Shlomo. So they said, Shalom Aleichem. Veloi Azber Luhu Ape. Oi, Raboisai. If there is a story in Shas that I remember, it's this story right here. I guess it's here in Titus. Look in the side, see if it's anywhere else, because I cannot see anything on the side. Wow, this is a powerful story. He didn't say hello to anybody. He said, Shalom Aleichem, Broigus, not talking to anybody. He was going, grabbing the wood. He took the wood and the hoe, that shovel, he put it on one shoulder. And he took off and he had his coat and he put it on the other. Oh, I have to say the sponsors. Sponsor new ones. I don't have new ones. Okay, you'll tell me what they are soon. It's probably in the same thing on the bottom. New ones, complete new ones. Sponsored by Aaron Strook. In honor of my parents, Josh and Naomi Strook, and in honor of my father being Messiah, his first Masechta in Shas, Rosh Hashanah. This Chav Tevis. Anonymously, as a source for Shidduchim for my siblings and myself, Yishkoyach Aaron Stroke for being sponsor of Turning of the Daf. I think it's $1,000, right? Yishkoyach. So, Uglim Elchad Kasim. Kula Orcha Lo Yisim Misane. He didn't tie his shoes. He didn't what? He didn't have his shoes on. Lo Yisim Misane, he didn't have his shoes on. He's walking barefoot. Kimadun Lamaya, Sayim Misane. When he came to the water, he put on his shoes. When he came to thorns, he would lift up his clothing that the thorns shouldn't rip his clothing, but they would rip his skin. His wife, came out towards him, all full of jewelry, made up. And when they came to the house, now you have him, and you have the Talmid Chacham, you have the wife, you have a whole entourage. Alas the Visibration, he told his wife, you go up the stairs first, come in first, and then we'll go. And he went in, and then the Rabbanan come in. Yosef Karach Rifta, he sat down and he broke bread, he started eating bread. He didn't offer any to the Talmid Chacham. Pelag Rifta Li Yinuke, and he broke up the bread, he gave half to the kids, Lakshisha Chodol Zutra Trey. To the older person, he gave one, and to the younger, two. Amela ledvisu, he told his wife, Yidane the Rabbanon, Mishum Mitrikas, tremendous son, Anivus. He whispers to his wife, he says, listen, I know why they're here. They're here, they want to ask for rain. Nesak li gora v'nive yirachmi, let's go up to the attic. And both of us, the two of us, apparently she was very chashev, the two of us together, let's get the rain. Efshad n'ratzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yesi mitra, it's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillos and the rain will come. And we won't take credit. The opposite of what I would do. It's raining, let's pretend that it's because of me. No, that's not what they do. They go up, they know it's 100% them. Nobody will know. They won't know. Did it work? They went up. He went to one corner of the roof, she went to the other. The clouds showed up first on her end of the roof. Kinachis, when they went down, Omalu, am I also Rabbanon? No, Rabbisa, what are you here for? We're here to beg for rain. Omalu, Baruch, Hamokim Shli, Hitzuchesim, Labachilkia. Baruch Hashem, you don't have to come on to me. Omalay, we're not going to say it here, but this is the mamash, like the mice of the Chofetz Chaim, that he davened for somebody that he should get out of his yana machla, and nobody knew until the guy got sick again. We know what's going on. We know why he went to the roof. Don't try to pull any shtick on us. We know it's because of you. We have a bunch of questions. We didn't understand what's going on during the meal. Rabbi, this is a huge yisoid. Why is it that when we said hello to you, you didn't return? I'm an employee. I work by the hour. I don't want to steal from my employer. The guy pays me $15 an hour. I don't have the right. I don't have the right. Hear a boy say, it's not a joke. I don't have the right to say hello. Hello is stealing. Hello is stealing. My time, what? Yeah, I'm not there yet. My time, why did you put the wood on one shoulder and your clothing on the other? It's not even mine. He was very, very poor. You see from here, he was very poor. I borrowed this beged. I borrowed it, and this is another thing. I saw a car, like a couple months ago, it had, in Eretz Yisrael, when somebody gets married, they decorate the car. I see the car, I was with Donnie Fine, he was showing me a house, and it was in one of these, it was a neighborhood, like, it was like, well, not built. And I see him trying to pull up, maybe I wasn't with Donnie Fine, it was that house over there, I remember exactly what house. He's trying to pull up on a sidewalk like this, okay? Now, it's not going, and he's pushing. Finally, he gets up on the sidewalk. So I told my wife, I said, it's impossible, that's his car. He would never do it to his own car. He's driving somebody else's car. No, how do you? So I went over to him, I said, how much did this thing cost? He goes, it's not mine. I said, I don't know exactly. I said, okay. When it's not yours, you're borrowing something, you gotta be careful. What did the guy give you rishus to do with it? Did he give you rishus to climb sidewalks? Lachi shali, lachi shali. He gave me rishus to wear it, to put wood on it, and to destroy it. That he didn't give me rishus. My time kula orcha lo yisim mar misani. How come you weren't wearing your shoes? And then all of a sudden, when it comes to water, kula orcha chazino. I could see my way. I could see the path, so I could see where the thorns are. But my like a chazino. But to stick my foot in there, who knows what's going on underneath? My time came out the mile. He's me. In other words, he didn't have money for shoes. He had to be very careful. He didn't want to wear out his shoes. When he didn't have to. Why did you lift up your clothing when you came to the thorns? My skin will heal. If I rip my clothing, who's going to fix it? Unbelievable anios. Why did she come out dressed up? That I shouldn't look anywhere else. It was litzarich mitzvah. My time ayla he bereisha. So why did she go in the front? You're such a chashav in person. V'hada ayla mara basra, and you went behind her. V'hada ayla nanan. Shouldn't you like let the guests go first? Maybe you should go in first. Amalu mishum deloy bedikduli. I don't know who you are, so I don't know. I have to be chayshish. So I have to put a mechitza between my wife and you. My time ikikarch my rifta. Leom alon esuk roichu. How come you didn't offer any bread to us? Mishum delenefisha rifta. I didn't have enough. I don't want the Rabbanon to have to pay me, to owe me. That's what it says here. To feel like, oh yeah. It wasn't enough, and I don't want you to be machzik toive to me. My time of Yoav Marli Nuka Kshisha Chodah Rifta Ulzutra Trey. Linuka Kshisha. Why do you give one to the older kid, Ulzutra Trey? And two to the younger one. Amalu, hai kaboy bevesa vayosef bevei knishta. The one who's going off to the shul to learn, I have to give double. So he has a snack over there. This one is home, so he'll eat over here, whatever we have. Umay daim ekodim salok anone machzavisa. Davis kaimen devisu demar lanone. How come the clouds came first to the wife and not to you? In other words, so you see from over here, oh, I'm noticing. How do they know that the rain came because of them? They say, oh, we know your tricks. They notice what's going on. They saw a cloud come here. They saw a cloud. They already have what's going on. They saw them climbing to the roof. All of a sudden, they see clouds come here and then cloud come here. But at the end of the day, we want to understand, why did it come from your wife first? Says the Gemara, Mishum, she's home more. And she gives bread to the poor. When you give bread, so the hana is immediate. They can eat. I give money so they can buy wheat, so they could grind it and they can make bread. That's further away. And I guess we're talking about rain. Midah keneged midah. Rain is to give parnasa, to give sakash baruchu, is mekarev the hana. He's mekarev the rain, whatever we're talking about, quicker to the person who's mekarev the hana, to the aniyim also. Inami hanu biryoyne the hava b'shivivusan. There were the bad guys, the what? What do you call them?
Ruffians?
I like that word. I never even heard the word. The punks, the gay, the tough guys. We don't want to say that word. They were troublemakers. They caused trouble for the ganze Welt. I daven that they should die. This is Mamisha Gemara in Brachas, no? Who? Remeir Bruya. That's it. Remeir Bruya. She says, "Ah, chatam evakish rachamim." This is mamsh the same story. V'boy rachamim lehedru b'tiyufto v'hadru. She davened that they should do tshuva, and they actually became back. What was the pasuk that was used in brachas? Yitamu chatoim in haaretz. It was on Omer Aleph somewhere, like right over here on the top. Oh, na yitamu choydim yishkoyach no fix. Ah, such tamid chacham. Na yitamu choydim v'yitamu chatoim in haaretz. You don't get rid of the Rishayim, get rid of their Chatoim, and they became Bali Tshuva. What a schos. I mean, that's schos. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciated it. That he didn't have to kill his own creation. They became, the boy said, thanks for sticking around. Have a wonderful day.